Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve and Tad in the morning now. 6:30 here on a Monday, 62 degrees. Gasoline prices are still dropping. Industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says
gasoline prices continued falling. This time it's been an 11-cent drop over 2 weeks to a current average of 273, and that's a drop of 24 cents over 7 weeks. This price is a bargain compared to 1 year ago. It's 22 cents lower.
San Francisco had the highest price over the past 2 weeks at $3.78 for a gallon of regular gas. And Baton Rouge, Louisiana, had the lowest price at $2.17.
A person is dead, another injured. This after a two-vehicle accident in northwest Wichita yesterday afternoon near 34th and Ridge Road. No details were immediately available.
A remote-controlled aircraft caused quite a stir Sunday evening west of Wichita.
Around 6 p.m. Sunday, the Wichita police had a report of an airplane crashing into Lake Afton. Emergency crews were dispatched, and witnesses were reporting the crash was about 300 yards south of the swimming area. Nearly 6 minutes after the first report of a downed aircraft, it was determined and confirmed that it was a remote-controlled aircraft and has been pulled out of the water. Zeb Campbell, KNSS News.
A 38-year-old man is in custody. He's accused of having a sexual relationship with someone more than half his age.
David Justin Smith was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail for 4 counts of criminal sodomy with a child and 3 counts of sexual exploitation of a child. Kevin Wheeler with the Wichita Police Department says the arrest was made stemming from a report made in January. Police allege Smith had a sexual relationship with a 16-year-old victim. He remains in the jail on a $150,000 bond. Matthew Harding, KNSS News.
Kansas is reporting that its unemployment rate remained at 3.5% in May and that the number of private sector jobs grew slightly over the previous year.
The State Department of Labor says the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate in May was higher than the 3.3% rate in May of 2018. The state's unemployment rate has remained below 4% for more than 2 years. The department also says that the number of private sector non-farm jobs was 10,300 higher than it was in May of 2018, exceeding 1.16 million. The growth was 0.9%. Companies providing support services for other businesses saw the biggest gain at 4.1%. The state added 100 private sector non-farm jobs from April to May. Only 14 of the state's 105 counties had unemployment rates above 4% in May. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
Wichita's jobless rate was the same as the Kansas rate in May at 3.5%.
A University of Utah student has now been missing nearly a week after taking a rideshare from Salt Lake City Airport.
23-year-old Mackenzie Lewick took a Lyft early on June 17th when she returned from Los Angeles after attending a funeral last weekend. Lewick's dad says his daughter texted to tell him her flight had landed, and they haven't heard from her since. Salt Lake City police say they've been in contact with both Lyft and Lewick's driver. Lyft says Lewick's route from the airport did not contain any irregularities and ended at the destination as originally entered by the rider. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
The U.S. Supreme Court is expected to end its term this week, but there is still plenty left undecided.
With just a handful of days expected before the Supreme Court recesses for the summer, there are still a dozen cases left undecided included in that batch. Opinions on partisan gerrymandering, testing how far political advantage can play when lawmakers draw legislative boundaries. Justices also have yet to give the green light on adding a citizenship question to the 2020 census, a case the Commerce Department says needs to be finalized soon. Before ending the term, the justices will also add to next term's docket, including whether or not to hear a challenge to DACA. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
It's 6:34 now here at KNSS. Time for The forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Well, good morning. If you're ready for a break from the severe weather, that's some good news. We've got today and tomorrow, but the chance does return by Tuesday night. Temperatures today should be in the upper 70s by around lunchtime and 84 for the high. Clear and 66 tonight. Tomorrow, warm and humid with a high 90. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now, partly cloudy, northwest wind at 9 miles per hour and 62 degrees. All right, it's Monday, June 24th here on KNSS. On this date in 1997, the U.S. Air Force released a report on the so-called Roswell incident, suggesting the alien bodies that witnesses reported seeing in 1947 were actually life-size dummies.
Mm-hmm.
Roswell.
Okay. Well, you know, without that, coast to coast.
Coast to coast radio, we wouldn't have a show.
It just spawned so much interest in.
There's a lot. I tell you what, even if you do or don't believe in UFOs, it's fun to talk about.
It's a UFO, and then the 2 days later, oh no, it was a weather balloon.
Saw a description in the history book that apparently on this date, like the 1930s or something, there was a gentleman in Wisconsin who saw, or back west, Washington State, somewhere. Anyway, he said he saw these spaceships, alien with these lights, colored lights going around him, silver in color. It is exactly the way my grandfather described his sighting.
There you go.
He was driving a school bus one morning in western Kansas, and he saw this thing. It was in the air. It had red lights.
He
swore he saw something.
Yep.
I wouldn't doubt that. We've had, you know, space travelers visit the Earth a couple times, look things over, then they probably booked out of here. You know, we don't want anything to do with those guys.
All right. Goodbye.
Interesting. Zero means nothing, but some North Carolina lottery players, zero means $5,000. State Lottery says it set a record payout after the winning numbers in a pick four game came out to be 0000. Those who put down nothing times four ended up with something. Players who held the $1 tickets with those numbers got $5,000.
Oh.
While those who bought
three zeros,
50-cent tickets got $2,500. State says the total payout was $7.8 million. And strangely enough, the previous mark was $7.5 million in 2012. When the winning pick four numbers were 1111.
Ooh.
Yeah. Little lottery news.
Everybody's favorite password.
11111. Okay. All right. Interesting. You're talking about getting back from a little vacation time, right?
Yeah, welcome back.
I stopped in during my time off to see Hatman Jack Kellogg. We had a great conversation. He and I are interested in history a lot, local history. We had a terrific conversation. I mean, I go in there, and he can't wait on anybody else for 45 minutes. We had a good chat.
You should have insisted he meet you at the airport. Last time we went out of town, he met us at the airport.
I forgot about that.
Talk about cordiality. You actually had to go see him.
Yeah. I came in Saturday morning and cleared out about 800 emails, a couple of emails. I think two of them were something that I was
Were something relevant? Okay. Yeah. That's about right.
That's something.
That's about right.
Okay. That is something. And as I understand
it, the world we live in,
clearing out those emails, one that caught my eye, did I actually miss Bring Your Dog to Work Day?
Yeah, you did on Friday.
Wow, man. I don't have a dog, but
There were pooches in the office.
Pooches?
Yes, there were.
Who had a good pooch? Anybody bring a specially nice one? Or are they all just dogs?
Dan had a nice dog.
Dan O'Neill?
Not Dan O'Neill. Dan Tooker.
Dan Tooker, probably?
Yeah, nice doggy in here.
How about that?
I was working. I didn't see much of it.
Yeah, well, that's what happens, you know. You don't have time for the dogs when you're working. A couple of things going on here. In about an hour from now, we'll talk with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Mondays with the mayor.
Yeah, take your mayor to work day.
Take your mayor to work day.
We do that on Mondays. Yeah.
And later on this morning, got a pair of tickets to go see Guns N' Roses.
Ooh.
They're coming to Wichita's Interest Bank Arena October 7th.
Mm-hmm.
I understand you guys gave away three pairs last week.
Yeah, we gave away a few last week, and we got some more to give away this week.
And let's see here. What else we got? Oh. Coming up in a few minutes, I'm going to talk to you about a man who passed away this last week from Wichita, who pitched in the major leagues, and you may, like me, I've never heard of the guy. I didn't know who he was, but he's got an interesting story. We're going to
That
about coming up at about 10 after 7 this morning, right here with Steve and Ted. All right, 6:38 now, and it's time for our commodities update with Mr. Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, welcome back, Mr. McIntosh.
Thanks. Good to be here, sir.
Well, Well, Friday, the live cattle and feeder cattle traded near their contract lows and closed negative, with the feeders having the best bounce off the lows. Now, lean hogs had triple-digit losses with three contracts closing down the $3 limit. The cattle and feed report Friday afternoon was in line with the pre-report estimates. On-feed numbers are still large in the southern and western states, but smaller in the north. Placements will continue to be influenced by corn prices and good grazing conditions. The cold storage beef stocks were the lowest we've seen since November of 2014. On the close Friday, August live cattle, $1.72 lower at $102.22. August feeders, $1.02 lower at $133.67. And August lean hogs and the $3 limit at $77.90. The week ended last Friday with the wheat, corn, and soybeans all closing negative and near their session lows. Now, back at the first of the week last week, these contracts made new highs for their current move to the upside. Last week, we saw July Kansas City wheat lose 24 cents, July corn lost 11 cents, while July soybeans gained 6 cents for the week. At the moment, July KC wheat's 4.5 cents higher at 4.57, July corn up 2 3/4 at 4.45, with July soybeans up 6.5 cents at 9.09 1/4. August crude oil trading 28 cents higher at 57.71. August gold up $13.20 at $1,413.30. September S&P 5.25 points higher at 29.55 3/4. September dollar index down 20 cents at 95.52, with September Dow Jones futures up 51 points at 26,748. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
Hey, well, I came back to town, Tom, after taking some time off. The weather just keeps, one storm after another marching through here.
We didn't want to have anything change while you was gone.
Yeah, how are things in Augusta in Butler County? You do all right over there in all that bad weather?
Well, quite honestly, last Tuesday, the eastern edge of Augusta going east out of Augusta, like on old Highway 54, got hit pretty hard by high winds, hail, and maybe even a small tornado.
Oh, all right. Well, this time of year, maybe there is no such thing as climate change, but I don't remember going into mid and late June with tornadoes and severe weather like this. I mean, I've only been watching weather for about 50 years, but I don't remember the time when we had it like this. Do you?
Yes and no. I think sometimes we kind of forget when enough time goes by of some very adverse weather. I can remember some adverse weather where we had a very tough time getting crops put in. Matter of fact, we had some ground that would have been better off that had never been planted because conditions got so bad. If I remember right, that was like 83 or something like that.
Okay. Well, see, I would talk to somebody over the weekend. He said he'd been out with a friend out doing some cutting some wheat here in Sedgwick County. Where are we on the wheat cutting right now?
There has been cutting north and south of Wichita, so it is moving its way north. The only thing that stopped it and slowed it down was the weather once again.
And he said that it didn't look like their yield was going to be too good this year. Might be kind of a crummy crop.
Well, that kind of varies. I would have to say the majority of the people we've talked to in Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas have been very pleasantly surprised and happy with most of their yields.
Well, good. Glad to hear it. All right. Thank you, Tom. 6:42 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Coming up, Don Grant, CFP. He is
the money tracker. Yeah.
Odd reasons for a raise in Social Security. Don's going to tell us about that. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.